Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We finished off the month of September on a down day, corn down 5 to 5.5 cents, with December corn closing at $3.20, down 5.75. November beans down 11.25 after a 20-plus cent range today from the high to the low. Closed down 11.25 at 9.12.25, 2.5 cents off the low. And then wheat futures, both in Kansas City and Chicago wheat, both lower. 7 to 8 lower in Kansas City and 3 lower in Chicago. Kansas City July down 7.75 at 5.59. Yesterday's crop progress report released yesterday afternoon showed that the percentage of corn harvested was right at 12%. Normally, or the five-year average is 23%. So we're a bit behind. One reason why is because the elevator lines are long and they're having a hard time cutting such a large crop at this point. So it's slow, but for a decent reason. Soybean harvested 10%, where we're normally at 17% for this time of year. And the condition and the good to excellent for soybeans was up 1% on the week. And cotton harvest, nothing done in Oklahoma. We're normally 1% this week. Texas was 17% completed, normally 15%.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
This morning at 11 a.m., the USDA released their latest grain stocks and small grains summary. First, we'll look at the grain stocks. Corn was 1.236 billion bushels. That was 51 million bushels higher than the average guess of 1.185. So that was considered bearish and drove corn prices to new lows. Last year at this time, we were 821 million bushels, so significantly higher than last year. Soybeans were tightest on record at 92 million bushels. The average trade guess was 126 million, so about 34 million bushels tighter than expected. Well, that was extremely bullish and initially made the beans go up, but then the big harvest or the looming harvest drove prices back down. We're tighter than where we were last year. Last year, we were 141 million bushels. Wheat, 1.914, just slightly above the average guess of 1.88. Now, to look at wheat production, all wheat production was 2.035 versus a guess of 2.037, so right in line. And then hard red winter wheat, as we grow here in Oklahoma, 738 million bushels, 10 million bushels higher than the 728 estimated.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, October live cattle closing 50 lower at 160.45, December down a dollar at 163.47. October feeder cattle 77 higher at 235.42, November up 55 at 235.05. October lean hog 65 higher at 107.97, December down 32 at 94.52. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat down 8.5 at 558, March down 8.5 at 561 3/4. December Chicago wheat down 3.5 at 477 3/4. December corn down 5 at 320 3/4, March down 5 at 333 1/2. November soybeans down 10 1/4 at 913 1/4, January down 11 at 921 1/4. October cotton down 10 at 61.96 and December down 10 at 61.37. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.